Finn, and Lila is Natural History and Horse Podcast. This episode, I'll be talking about some of the vocabulary you may need to know for this podcast. This is purely from my end of things, as Lila is not here right now, or not available for recording. But hopefully she'll be back soon, and everything will be back to normal. I promised this episode last episode, because it's been a while. We've slightly been on a hiatus, and that's how these episodes will mostly be. There'll be on and off little doses of information to enlighten your day. Well, or to darken it, you know, whatever. So, off all the horror stuff. Horror? Well, I don't know. Anyway, 54 seconds into this episode, and I'm already talking about horror stuff. Gosh, it can really work its way in there. So, our first vocab word that you might need to know, ignore the rustling of the paper, is symbiosis. And that is two or more organisms which benefit from each other, or one benefits from the other, and it does not have to be mutual. Basically, mutual symbiosis is where it's basically the cleaner shrimp and the bass, if you know that famous example. The cleaner shrimp gets a good meal because it cleans the bass's, like, lips and gills, and the bass is a lot cleaner, so it doesn't have all these parasites. So that's mutual symbiosis. An example of non-mutual symbiosis would be, it would actually be most predator-prey relationships if you think about it. But that's not how we usually think about it, and it probably has something to do with the fact that my definition is most likely wrong. So, you know, bear with me. Our next word is passerine, and that means a member of the order Passeriformes. It's a perching bird, and they're often, and a lot of them are considered songbirds. Those are like warblers, flycatchers, gnatcatchers. Believe it or not, ravens are the world's biggest songbirds. Just stuff like that. Then we have a cladogram. So a cladogram is basically a taxonomic family tree. So it is who's related to who. So, like, we arise from a common ancestor that also gave rise to great apes and all other primates. And so, according to at least one theory, but this is just an example. Maybe I'll go into that in later detail in another episode. So that's like a family tree who's related to whom. Whom? Yeah, maybe whom. Haven't gotten to that yet in ELA. Ecosystem is basically the environment or habitat an organism lives in, resides in, or spends at least part of its time in. So my ecosystem is, or an alligator's ecosystem is, for us at least, a series of sluggish ponds. Usually with duckweed, just stuff like that. It's where they are, where they live, the description of. After that, we have a food web. And a food web is basically a food chain, except it's a food chain, except it has more detail, and it's all interconnected. It's not just one slowly progressing or degressing series. And that brings us to our, basically it's, if you have 10 organisms, a food chain is just, like, it's straight down, bare bones. You have apex predator, you have the thing everyone eats, usually plankton or whatever, it just goes straight down. But a food web, it takes those 10, and, like, maybe the apex predator, like, it Maybe there are two apex predators. A food chain can't show that kind of detail, but a food web can. Basically, just go on to Google and look up images for food chain and food web, and you'll get what I'm talking about. A taxa is just a group of organisms. That can mean my family. That can mean me. That can mean my sister. That can mean Homo sapiens as a species. Humans, by the way. That can mean birds. That can mean anything, really, as long as it's an animate object. Or object kind of defines inanimate. But animate organism. You get what I mean. It's just anything and what, yeah. It's just a group to describe any group. So, subspecies, species, genus, order, whatever. Phylum. So, that brings us to our next group, which is six sister taxa. And that basically means, it's not literally sister taxa, but it means they are each other's closest relatives. So, I think we're like maybe us and chimpanzees are maybe sister taxa. I don't know. But it's just examples, and usually they're descended from a common ancestor. So the common ancestor gives rise to taxa A. Basically, taxa A gives rise to taxa B and taxa C. Taxa B and taxa C are each other's sister taxa. Then, if taxa C dies, but maybe taxa A actually kept on going, then taxa B and taxa A are each other's closest relatives. And so they're each other's closest taxa groups. Species, individual, whatever. This was a quick episode. They'll probably get a little shorter after from here on out. But yeah. So that's all for now, I guess. Without my sister here, I really can't properly do these endings. But, you know, whatever. Finn out.